in our area and putting money back into our community. Cutis Funeral Home. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
It's a celebration you don't want to miss. The Great Rivers Festival at the National Great Rivers Museum and the Audubon Center at Riverlands in Alton, Saturday, May 30th from noon till 9 p.m. There'll be live music, local food and drink vendors, art vendors, live animal shows, kids' crafts, as well as activities for all ages. Call 618-462-6979 for more info. And don't miss this celebration of our three major rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, and the Illinois, at the Great Rivers Festival. For more, go to mtrf.org.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
FM.
Oh, we're full of fat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Oh, those are horrible. Thank goodness for that preparation. Hey, don't tell you. That's what I hear anyway. Well, good afternoon, and welcome. The May 28th edition. Oh, I just realized something. 30 days past September, April, June, and November. 9/30/31. I won't ever talk to people again in May. There'll be no more hearing from me till June. Wow. This is the last May day for us. And we're brought to you today by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Stiefel Nicholas, financial advisors. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Okay, the control board. You say, who runs it? I say, Eon the Peon, and here he is to say hi to his sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to, of course, Mark and Jason from Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, sit down, and they can go over all of the options in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He was in timeout, but now he's not. He did his timeout time, and now he's back with us, and we're glad to have him back. Dan, how's it going?
Good to be back. Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And Rat Boy, to his credit, whenever we warn Rat Boy about something, he listens, and he takes our warning seriously. And he came to me a while ago, and he said, now, what is it again I'm not supposed to go look at as it? And you said, what party?
Cheese.
He said, is it cheeseparty.org?
Cheese
and
party.
I said, no, Rat Boy, it's lemonparty.org.
Oh, that's right.
That you're
right.
Not
yeah,
supposed
right.
to see. You can go. I don't even know if there is a cheeseparty.org. You can go there. But don't go to lemonparty.org. Okay, he says he won't. He won't go. That's good. Please give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. And for you folks listening, we've told you, and we'll keep telling you, yeah, don't go to that site. Do not go. And if you do, we don't want to hear about it.
Don't go there at home.
Yeah, that's what I say. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. I called for a little advice yesterday. I called Mark Reardon. I said, what do you think about? And it was, I won't get specific, but it was something I was considering. And he said, I don't like it. And then he explained why. And I said, that makes sense. And it had to do with something I was wondering about. Would this be a good place to put a little bit of money? And again, I can't get more specific than that because, you know, by law you can't. But my point is, that quickly, he didn't have to say, I'm sure if he needed to investigate it, he would have, but he knew all about it. And he said, no, here's why I don't like it. And boom, like that, he had an answer that made sense. Stiefel Nicholas, you've heard of them. Well, that's who Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with. And they give financial advice, but they only give it when they're asked for it. And you would have to ask them. And to set up a meeting with them, you need $25,000 or more. To some people, that sounds like a lot of money. To other people, it doesn't sound like much money at all. They have clients that come to them with millions of dollars. I'm not kidding. And then they have people with the minimum, the 25. And they're happy to talk to both. And they'd be happy to have a meeting with you. You have a financial advisor, so what? So what? What if you met with Mark and Jason and they said something that made all the sense in the world and it contradicted with what your current advisor said? Or what if they said something that made sense and it was exactly the same direction you were already taking? Then you just feel that much better about what you were doing. It's kind of a no-lose deal. Call them, set up an appointment. I think you'll be very glad you did. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, markandjason.com. I've been going to the lake for 34 years, and I like the lake. It's sort of like you're away, but you're not far away. And I'm going to mention Pistols Plus here, but I'm also going to mention this guy I told you about before. His name is Lance. He's a young guy. He's in his 20s. He's got a child. He's got a baby on the way. And I don't understand exactly why it is. I've tried from my end here just because I like him. He's a hard worker. And I'm going to make one more attempt to help him out here. If you go to frankopinion.com and you go to sponsors, you'll see a brief mention of LOZ, Lake Ozark Management. It's his little company. He's a small business, but he works really, really hard. And I like this guy. He cuts my grass. He will clean the boat. He will check on your place if you want him to. And he's very dependable. So if you go to the lake and you have a place at the lake, he could use some more yard work. He's just the hardest working guy. And as a guy who, myself as a kid, worked since I was 11, not one year of my life, if you went back over my life and you could flip back, you wouldn't find a single year where I didn't work since I've been 11 years old. And it felt good. And he's like that, in his 20s, working hard. But he needs some business, and I'd like to help him get it. So if you go to frankopinion.com, and you'll see LOZ, and it talks about checking on your place at the lake. But my goodness, I don't think there's much he can't do, from yard work to, you know, minimal sort of trimming and gutters and, or just checking on the place or getting it ready if you're going to go down. So just give it some thought. Talk to him, see what you think. I think you'd be very impressed with him. I just think we need more of that, of people who want to make it and are willing to work hard to make it, and Lance is. Now, speaking of the lake and Pistols Plus, I am the proud new owner of a Sig Sauer 238, 380 caliber concealed carry handgun. I got it there last week. Thank you, Randy, for showing me that. When you go there, you will deal, if you're into archery and you're a bow hunter, you'll deal with Jim. Otherwise, you'll deal with Jay or with John. John Page is former Camden County Sheriff. That's the kind of people working behind the counter. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples. Yesterday, if you remember, we talked about, and I don't know how it came up. Nurse practitioners. Somehow we got off, and I was wrong, but I said I wasn't sure. I said, I think you're not quite a registered nurse. Well, I was wrong. It's beyond registered nurse. Did you know that?
Oh.
Many of them now have PhDs. That's why, and that explains why I have seen on a couple of occasions a nurse who was referred to as doctor. She had a PhD. It's something like 3 years postgraduate training. So nurse practitioner is almost a doctor.
They can almost, yeah.
Yeah, so I was,
like a doctor does.
Thank you, Amy, for setting me straight on that. And again, I did say I wasn't sure. I thought it was kind of like a paralegal or something. But here's what she says to me. She says, nurse practitioners and physician assistants are mid-level healthcare providers. They go through 3 years of postgraduate work in addition to clinicals. They're practically MDs. Nurse practitioners now are required to get a PhD as well. So registered nurse is a 4-year bachelor's degree. Thank you. Now we know. And like I said before, I have no problem with nurses or nurse practitioners doing most everything for me, except don't operate on me. I mean, that, if you don't know how to do, I don't want to be that first one you've operated on. And I don't know that any of them can do any kind of surgery. There's a homeless guy. I'm trying to see where this, I don't know where this is. I'm not, Slidell Police Department. I don't know where that is. But there's a guy, he's 59 years old, he's homeless, and he begs for money. He urinated in public, so they had to arrest him, and he had $800 on him. And then in the course of interviewing and talking to him and people around him, they realized that he chooses not to work. Which brings me...
He was one, I think... You know, that it had probably been on a corner with a sign or whatever, you know.
And you feel real bad for him. And they're making more than a lot of people who've probably given him money. And the reason I mention this is there's a lot of talk now about all the people jumping into the GOP presidential race. My goodness, how many candidates are we going to have on that side? And I never on either side have ever heard any politician, and if I ever did hear him say what I'm about to mention to you, I'd probably vote for him. I don't care what party. No politician ever says, this country is going to stop paying for lazy people. If you're disabled, we're going to help you. The United States of America is going to make your life as comfortable as possible. If you're injured in an accident, legitimately, not you fakers, but they never address flat-out lazy people. So here's a guy who's lazy. He just doesn't want to work, and he calls himself homeless. Now I go to the example I want to share with you. This happened last week. We're talking to some friends of ours. They live in Kansas. All right? They have a daughter. She has a master's degree. She lives with a guy, and they have a child together. They're both about 30. Neither one works. And it is driving our friends crazy, her parents, because they've made it very clear they don't want to work. And they proceed to cite all of the stuff they get from the government. They're smart. They know exactly what forms to fill out and what to say to get assistance, to get this, to get that. And they're doing very well. Thank you. They don't want to work. That crap has to stop. But nobody seems to want to weed out lazy people. That's all. And they never will, and I'm wasting my breath. And I don't know why I did that. But I'm just, I don't know. I think we all should be fed up with it. When I saw that couple left $800,000-something, that immigrant couple, and they left it in their will to the United States of America, and then when they calculated how long the country could function as a country with that money, that $837,000 would carry this country for 8 seconds. Part of the reason for that is we're doling out all this money, giving people everything, and in many cases, they shouldn't be getting it. Work, if you can. If you're a dog lover, here's a horrible story. Wyckoff, New Jersey, cops get called to a house, report of a burglary in progress. They go to this house, and... they go to the front door, nobody answers. The patrolman goes around back, and he enters through an unlocked fence gate. Now, they're being very cautious because this is they've gotten a call, they're a possible burglary. There's an open window. Officer draws his weapon, approaches the open window, and when he does, a German Shepherd lunges out the window at the officer, and the officer shoots the dog and kills it. They're at the wrong house. They killed Otto, the family dog, who was doing nothing more than protecting the home. He was a German Shepherd, and he was a good guard dog, and somebody's approaching an open window. The dog goes after him. They had the wrong house. Wow. Let me tell you, there'll be a check, a settlement, or something there. Now, wait till you hear this. You know how I feel about a lot of televangelists and a lot of people who are hypocrites and tell us what we should or shouldn't do and why we're going to hell. And that story the other day about the priest who they now caught was going onto gay websites or something. Oh, and how about the guy, the minister who had counseled the young man because he was gay and told him when the young man said, I'm thinking about killing myself, the preacher says, well, you should go ahead and kill yourself because you're going to hell anyway because you're gay. Wow. Listen to this. I don't know much about the Muslim religion. I can only assume this is accurate. It's a legitimate news story out of the New York Post. There's a Muslim televangelist. First of all, I didn't know they had televangelists, but why not? It's a huge religion. He tells the male worshipers, Muslims, that, and I didn't know this, masturbation is forbidden in Islam. Did you know this?
No.
I can't be in that religion. The preacher's name is Mukahid Kihad Han. And he says, here's his quote, one hadith states that those who have sexual intercourse with their hands will find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
Ooh.
He says that, yes, if you do it with your hand, that in the afterlife your hand will be pregnant.
Whoa.
My goodness.
He's got a TV show. I don't know who you would find it. I don't think we get that channel. And he made the comment in response to a viewer's question during a May 24th, well, that would be 4 days ago, show. The viewer said that he pleasures himself, although he's married. Now let me stop here and tell you why this right now. You got that thing where we put the brakes on? Let's just stop right here. Because this makes no sense. He says to the minister, I'm married, but I keep masturbating, including during my holy pilgrimage to Mecca. He even masturbated while he was taking the pilgrimage. But what doesn't make sense is he says when you're married, you don't have to do that.
No.
That's why you got.
Of course not.
Yes. Well, that's crazy talk.
Yeah,
going,
hey, honey.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something. He's lying. I think he's lying.
Yes, I think so.
You can't
crazy.
Possibly be married and still have to pleasure yourself. Well, that's ridiculous. It says the Quran does not make a clear reference to masturbation. I have a hard time saying that word. And the authenticity of many hadiths is questionable. So, in other words, even experts are saying, nah, this may be his own. You know, that's not necessarily true. He has more than 12,000 followers on Twitter. And again, if you want to follow him, he's Mukahid Kihad Han, the Reverend Mukahid Kihad Han.
Han.
Yeah. Like if you go to work for him, you're taking a Han job, I guess. Did we talk about the snake bite guy yesterday? I don't remember. Nixon, Missouri, down by Rolla?
I don't think so.
No,
but there's
37 years old. Check this out. Bitten on both legs by a cottonmouth, waded into the James River. This, according to the Springfield News Leader, the county coroner is Brad Cole. And they say that they interviewed his girlfriend. His girlfriend, after he came out of the water and said, something bit me on both legs, she said, you need to go to the hospital. And he said, nah. And he went home. And this was Friday. Saturday morning, he's dead. They found him dead from two snake bites, bite in each leg. The coroner, Brad Cole, says it's the first snake bite death he has ever seen. I mean, it's just not that common. Wow. So
to die from it, I guess, because a lot of people will get bitten.
Yeah, but a death is, remember the guy at Babbler Park or whatever, starts deciding to play with a copperhead and he died? And he died in about 5 minutes or something.
We were just talking last night. I was talking to some people, and they were talking about going on float trips and camping and all this stuff. And they said there's been a lot of people getting bitten by snakes lately.
I don't know why. I'm not wading in that James River. I'll tell you that. I don't like going into water I don't know about.
Yeah.
Like some goofy creek or I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm having a joke dilemma here. On the way in, I thought of a joke I wanted to tell, and then I remembered an email I got from one that... I'll tell you what, I'll do the one the email requested, and then we'll save the other one. The other one was another favorite of another boss we used to have. So we'll do this one, because I like stories about kids in school and teachers, and this is a fifth grade class, and they had just completed asking all the kids in the class what their moms did. Were they housewives? Did they work? And now it's the day to talk about dads, because as you know, and this is one thing that hasn't changed, they had it when I was a kid, sometimes some kid's dad will come and talk to the class. Like if he has an interesting job, he'll get up and tell them. So the teacher is asking all the students what their dads do for a living, thinking maybe, dad will come talk to us. And so she's going around the room and she's asking Becky, what does your dad do? She says, my dad's a paramedic. She says, oh, wow. She says, that would be very, maybe you would ask your dad sometimes he could come and bring some of the equipment that paramedics carry with. She says, sure, he'd love to do that. Jimmy, how about you? Jimmy, what is your dad? What does he do? And Jimmy said, well, my dad is a landscaper. He has a lawn care service and, you know, he cuts grass and trims hedges, plants bushes. He says, oh, wow, I think a lot of people have yards that they're proud of. Maybe he could come in and maybe some of you kids could start learning, help your parents out about landscaping. Ask your dad if he'd come in and talk about landscaping. He said, sure, I'd do that. She says, how about you, Tommy? What's your dad do? He says, my dad is he's a painter. He works for Precision Coatings. Yeah, I worked that in. He's a house painter. He's really good because they don't hire you unless you're really good. She says, oh, maybe you know what? Maybe he could come into class and bring a paint and a brush and show us the difference between brushes, why some brushes are cheap and some are expensive, and then different kinds of paint, how paint is made. That'd be great. He goes, yeah, sure. She says, Billy, how about you? Your dad. He says, my dad's dead. He died last month. She says, oh, Billy, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Can you tell us what your dad did right before he died? He said, yeah, he turned blue and pooped on the carpet.
Gonna look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
This report brought to you by NBC's Aquarius. David Duchovny returns to network television as a 60s cop facing a new generation of criminal, Charles Manson. The two-hour premiere of Aquarius tonight on NBC. Got a couple incidents going on here. First of all, eastbound 70 at Adelaide, you've got a crash that has the ramp closed down. We also have a crash on, first of all, westbound 70 running really slow between 170 past the airport to Lindbergh. And then you're heavy again from about the Blanchette Bridge to east of Cave Springs, where you have a crash that is blocking a lane there. Westbound 40, things really running slow now between Van Deventer and Kings Highway. Then as you get further out west from about Winghaven through Lake St. Louis Boulevard, southbound 270 at Stop and Go south of McKelvey down through Highway 40, and then just a little off the pace from that point down through Highway 44, westbound 44. You still have a slow stretch from that earlier accident over an hour ago. It goes from about Hampton all the way out through Berry Road, and that's just slow pockets there. And then you're pretty solid from Soccer Park out through Merritts, and then we have eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is also brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant sandwich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Sundays with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's Maximized Living.
My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
Followed at 8 by Money Talk with Bob Hardcastle.
I'm Bob Hardcastle, your host. I'm with you every Sunday morning.
At 9, it's Fairways and Greens.
And welcome to the first tee on a glorious Chamber of Commerce Sunday morning.
Followed by the Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10.
I'm Donna Mason, along with John Stillman, retirement income strategist.
Sunday mornings are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs.
The Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles.
Like solar and wind power.
Sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping.
Insulated foundation.
Maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system.
High performance attic and lifetime roofing.
Home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House.
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to OasisHomesUSA.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
Four. Nice shot. Too bad it's on the wrong green.
Golf should be fun, right? Well, if you agree with that, then Fairfield Golf Club in Columbia, Illinois is just the place for you. Fairfield Golf Club is an 18-hole public course, and they always have some great deals. Here's one just for KTRS listeners. When you go online and reserve a tee time at fairfieldgolfclub.com during the month of May, just enter promo code 550. You'll get an additional $5.50 discount. Fairfield Golf Club is just 10 minutes from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. It's lovingly groomed and noted for its quick pace of play. The par 71 layout presents every level of golfer a challenge or two. Play Fairfield Golf Club for yourself. Once you do, it will become your favorite place to play. Call Fairfield Golf Club at 618-281-7773. Or better yet, go to fairfieldgolfclub.com and enter promo code 550 and you'll save $5.50 off your tee time in May. Fairfield Golf Club in nearby Columbia, Illinois, where the fun begins.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to ClassicCarStudio.com.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com.
Travel back in time with Circus Flora's all-new Big Top Show. Experience this St. Louis summertime tradition May 28th through June 28th. Visit circusflora.org for tickets.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine,
hey, fruit of the vine.
When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
It is time to go to Southern California. Well, we're going to check in with Mike Evans. I'm sure he has some scoopage for us. He's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I actually know a couple of people that when they know they're coming to St. Louis, first order of business is we have to go to Any Guns. And I think once you go, you'll see why. Smokehouse is right next door, and gift cards are always a good idea. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, on the east end of everything, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Dedicate that to all music lovers, real music lovers everywhere. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Oh,
pop quiz question.
Right.
You ever watch Pawn Stars?
I watched it a couple of times.
Didn't like it, huh?
No, I liked it okay. It just sort of was same old after a couple of years.
Boss man Rick Harrison, he's the main guy, is taking time off from the show, says he feels it's his duty to campaign for the only person he believes should be president, so he's leaving the show and taking the time off to do that. Who is this Rick Harrison, the head of Pawn Stars, leaving the show to campaign for? Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, or Rand Paul? Very strange you'd leave your job to go. The two hottest stories, Lindsay Lohan did complete her community service, and she was taken off probation, first time in 7 years. How about that?
Mm.
Rumors are getting deafening. Jennifer Gardner is suing Ben Affleck for divorce.
Oh,
Ben wandering off the reservation and millions of dollars in debt gambling.
Once again, I was right. I've been telling my wife, I look at Jennifer Garner, I look at him, and I told her, I said, this is not going to work. I don't know, can't explain it.
Now you're right.
Wow, I didn't know that. He's got a gambling problem.
Movie review, San Andreas opens today. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Paul Giamatti people who live in California are well aware of the big one supposedly coming. And if you're looking for panic and destruction of California and really great special effects, this is your movie. Rated PG-13, 2 hours long. Acting and plot not that good, but still, the effects alone, 2.5 stars.
And that's pretty much what I've read about it everywhere, is it's worth it for the special effects.
By the way, the movie says that the killer quake will register 9.1 in L.A. and 9.8 in San Francisco. Scientists in California and elsewhere say, well, that's impossible, since the San Andreas fault is not deep or long enough to register any higher than an 8.2. Still a pretty big earthquake, but most buildings built over the past 30 years in California have been built to withstand an 8.2. TV review, Aquarius, stars David Duchovny, premieres tonight. True story about the 1960s, about the underbelly of Los Angeles cults, focusing on Charles Manson's beginning. 4 stars, David Duchovny in Aquarius tonight on NBC.
I can't watch him and get past Californication, one of the dirtiest shows.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I think nasty is the word. That's the dirtiest show I ever saw.
Odds and Ends, cryotherapy is believed to help you renew dying cells. It involves putting yourself in a chamber of 150 to 200 degrees below zero for a minute.
How can that even be? How can you live?
I don't know. Well, just a minute. Already signed up, Justin Bieber, Charlie Sheen, James Woods, and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Can you imagine how that would put the wrinkle in your raisin, 150 below zero?
Yeah. Well, Dan's would disappear.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like a clitoris.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no.
It would be like a clitoris.
That's a medical term. You don't have to say it more.
It probably would not be able to have coitus.
Yeah, that's a medical term.
Yeah.
Medical.
I'm a medical kind of guy.
You are.
Date in history, May 28th. 2 people died on this date that are worth mentioning in 1998. One of the nicest guys in show business, Saturday Night Live's Phil Hartman, was murdered by his wife.
Wow, what a story that was.
That was a huge story. Then she killed herself, remember?
Yeah.
How many years ago?
1998.
Wow.
And on this date, 2015, 5 years ago today, Gary...
What you talking about, Willis?
Coleman died of a kidney disease.
Oh, man.
Kind of sad.
Oh.
Sorry, Gary Coleman.
Well, he was worth a fortune, that Gary camping equipment he found.
Call me. Call me. Don't ruin your broadcast now.
Hey, what kind of lantern is that? It's a Gary.
Come on, man. Oh, homie, please.
I'm sorry.
And finally.
No.
I know. It's terrible. Anyway.
Charles Barkley.
Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Who is this Rick Harrison taking time off to go campaign for? Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, or Rand Paul?
Oh, man. I'll go Rand Paul.
Marco Rubio.
I will also say Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond
you and I. Right there with it. Marco Rubio. Dan, who'd you say?
Rand Paul.
Idiot. That was Mike Evans. Brought to you by... Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and a fine restaurant it is. And next door is a smokehouse. I'll tell you what my mother-in-law loves from that smokehouse market, the beef tenderloin soup. It's like a steak soup. Wait till you bite into one of those little cubes of beef tenderloin. Whew. Chili's good, too. Everything's good. Next door to each other, Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the smokehouse. Real quick, if Dan knows the answer. And I don't know why, in the car, I was wondering about this. What's the name for when you sing and you hold a note? And when singers hold a note, it's not a constant. It's not,
The vibrato?
Is it vibrato?
Vibrato,
and
yeah.
Some people have it more prominently than others.
Yes.
Is that the only way you can hold a note? Because nobody ever sings and just... it just does that.
No, there are some people that don't really have any,
and others,
or very little.
Have so much it's irritating.
And some have it where it's like, like the Cowardly Lion. Something like that.
When I was a little kid, my mother would sing in church, and she'd get a, "My Heavenly."
Yeah.
Wasn't there a...
And I used to wonder, why do you do that?
Staccato or something? Isn't that a term, too?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
You know what that is?
Oh. So you're sure this is vibrato?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mwah. Yeah, I don't think you can. Most people can hold a note without doing that. You'll start to drift.
Staccato is a sound or note sharply detached or separated from the others. So I don't know what...
I really don't know what it is.
Can you sing staccato, or is that just instruments?
It sounds like something a home is made of. It had a staccato exterior with a tile roof. Let's talk about Amini's, and let's find out why you haven't gone in there to play the pinball game and let them record your score and your name. You never know. If you're one of the top five scorers, you'll get an invitation to come back at your convenience and play again. And then the high score out of those five gets a $500 gift certificate to Amini's. Second place gets a $200. Third place gets a $100. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's a big copper dome. It looks like a miniature stadium. And it's only fitting that the building look completely different than any other building because the store is different than any other store you've ever been in. It's a fantastic store. It's a fun store. It's a store that's practical because there are things in there your home can use, and you'll be proud of them for years and years and years. For example, second floor, the Jaffe lighting selection is spectacular. Home theater furniture, leather, lots of leather, pool tables, pinball machines, arcade, jukeboxes, area rugs, handmade and machine-made. Brighten up your house. You get the idea. Patio furniture, the number one single largest selling category, biggest seller, patio furniture, because it's one of the very few places you can go and get the best of the best. Things like Tommy Bahama patio furniture. This place is some kind of store, Amini's. I hope you'll go in there, and I hope when you do, you'll announce proudly that you're AM and the PM, and when you do that, if they want to walk you over to the pinball machine, go play it. Take you 2 or 3 minutes to play a game of pinball. Who knows? You could have the high score. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com.
Meet me.
You know, last check on traffic, here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like we've got a new crash on eastbound 40 near Timberlake Manor. It is off on the shoulder and partially blocking the right lane, and traffic is backed up. Chesterfield Parkway East. They've cleared the crash on westbound 70 that was near Cave Springs. Still running slow from the Blanchett Bridge out through Highway 94. Westbound 70 is also slowing 170 out through Cypress. We have southbound 270 stop and go now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Another crash reported at Lindbergh, just a little bit north of Tesson Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant-wich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 3rd at 7:05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Las Vegas 51s on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Did you know you can reverse your diabetes? Dr. Marquardt, a St. Louis local physician, invites you to attend a free workshop on June 2nd or June 3rd to show you how. Call today to reserve your spot, 636-227-3966. That's 636-227-3966.
Win your share of sizzling prizes during the Grills and Thrills giveaway. Take home a new grill, cash, or free slot play Fridays in May and Saturday, May 30th at Hollywood Casino.
Spend your Sunday midday with KTRS. At 11 a.m., it's Sports Sunday.
This has been Sports Sunday on the home of St. Louis FC and the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Followed at noon by America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
At 1, it's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall.
Welcome to another edition of This Week in Real Estate.
Followed by Straight Talk and Retirement at 2.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Sunday middays are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Thanks to our contestants for keeping the talent show alive. Thank you for listening. Thank you for going to our advertisers. Have a great Wednesday, Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend.
friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Fighting crime door-to-door in North St. Louis. The efforts being made by police and one alderman.
A deadly accident on a Metro East construction site. What we're learning about this developing story.
Thousands of jobs saved at a Metro East factory. Why U.S. Steel says it's not idling its Granite City plant.
Swarms of flying termites are causing problems for hundreds of homeowners. Their calls for help and what's bringing them around now. But first at 6, one Metro East construction worker died this afternoon in an accident on the job.
Fox 2's Vic Faust is live in Edwardsville to explain what happened. Vic?
We're on Stadium Drive, guys, just south of...